Your Monis. The world's third largest platinum miner, Impala Platinum, says it's losing 100 million rand for every shift that is cancelled due to load shedding. The software company cancelled night shift operations and plant processing due to power shortages. Yesterday, Eskom implemented the highest level yet of stage 6 load shedding, which meant the removal of 6,000 megawatts of power from the grid. The mining sector, which employs 450,000 people, is expected to be hard hit by the current crisis. Impala Platinum's Johan Teron says the situation puts pressure on job security.
Anything beyond stage 4 really makes it impossible for us to risk, and we can't risk. We have to prioritize people in this situation, which then means, you know, we will lose production. And that obviously has a significant impact for us, for the economy, but also for our suppliers.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has cut short his two-day state visit to Egypt in the wake of the deepening power crisis that is gripping the country. Ramaphosa is expected to meet with Eskom's leadership tomorrow. The country has seen 6 straight days of nationwide blackouts. Earlier, Eskom conceded that there was no end to load shedding for the foreseeable future. The city of Tshwane says power will be fully restored to affected areas this afternoon after a transformer at the city's biggest substation caught fire early this morning. The Kwakha substation in Pretoria West supplies 60% of the city with electricity. Atteridgeville, Laudium, Soshanguve and the Greater Northern Area are some of the affected places. The fire was as a result of load shedding and the damage is estimated at over 150 million rand. Acting Mayor Abel Tau.
The unfortunate part is that this infrastructure was not built to be switched on and off as it currently is. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in the situation that we find ourselves in with load shedding. As you can see behind me, the two transformers bent down completely, but we have managed to isolate and we have managed to bring back about 90% now of the people who were affected.
Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says national, provincial and local governments will coordinate their efforts to assist the more than 500 people that floods have affected. The minister visited the Eerste Fabriek informal settlement in Pretoria, where the Moretele River burst its banks and swept through the shacks, destroying the possessions of people living there. She says the mushrooming of informal settlements in dangerous areas makes it difficult for government to ensure the safety of people.
When rains come, people suffer. So if they can understand that being told not to build in a particular place is not out of insensitivity of government, but it's out of concern that when these kind of weather conditions come, they will bear the brunt, they will suffer, some may even lose their lives.
And finally, the EU has given Mauritania 250 camels as part of its effort to combat the threat of jihadists and boost border security in the Sahel country. According to the Sahara Media News